Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Few things are more fun to watch than a foreigner baffled by Americans and our version of the English language. I call it American English because it is ours alone. It's a language full of expressions and idioms that set us apart from the rest of the world. The British listen to us talk and wonder where the colonies went so wrong. Perhaps trying to explain some of our strange expressions to anyone raised overseas is, quote, biting off more than I can chew. You can see where this is going, right? I guess I could just, quote, let sleeping dogs lie, but that is not in my nature. Besides, I like the part that animals play in our bizarre American expressions. They're sort of, quote, the elephant in the room. I simply cannot go, quote, cold turkey on this. Instead, I'm going down the rabbit hole, where, with any luck, I'll find the cat's pajamas. Failing that, I'll just make myself a sandwich and pig out. None of these oddities are going away, of course, nor should they. So this is definitely not, quote, a wild goose chase. I've never chased a goose, wild or otherwise, nor has a goose ever chased me, but apparently they are quite fast. I do have to admit, I am perplexed by the expression, kill two birds with one stone. I have no idea how a person could kill two birds with one stone, no matter how skilled he might be as a marksman. I suppose a fortunate ricochet could do the trick, but what are the odds? Another common theme in our odd expressions is food. You can bring home the bacon. You can butter someone up. You can cut the mustard. Somebody could be the apple of your eye. Many expressions in our language defy explanation. How about, quote, shoot the breeze? We know what it means, but will someone whose first language is French have a clue? Here's another one, quote, you're pulling my leg. Again, we know what it means, but saying it to a Spaniard or an Italian could get the poor guy arrested for assault. In fact, you could get yourself arrested in Europe for saying, quote, let's throw someone under the bus. Here in the States, we know that's simply a way to find someone else to blame for our own mistake. Hey, let's throw Charlie under the bus. But if you say that to a guy in Portuguese, and that's the only language he speaks, he's calling the gendarmes. Some of our odd American expressions need to be retired. Why in the world would I want to, quote, jump on the bandwagon? In the first place, I don't think I've ever actually seen a bandwagon. In the second place, I no longer jump. Unless it has stairs, the bandwagon can proceed without me. Of course, that's just me. I don't mean to, quote, rain on someone else's parade. Here's a piece of American English I've never understood. When you say to someone, quote, eat your heart out, can we not think of something less grisly to get our point across? If the only way to express our high opinion of ourselves is to urge someone else to mutilate himself, we've disproven our own thesis. Finally, let me leave you with this thought. If you call a chubby European a couch potato, will he even get the joke?
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.